USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making his first official visit to India overnight here. He was addressing a packed house there at a rally at the world's largest cricket stadium, the first event to be held at the venue that seats about 110,000. Bernie Sanders coming off another victory, this time at the Nevada caucus over the weekend, and saying on 60 Minutes last night there is a distinction between his brand of, quote, socialism and what he calls President Trump's capitalistic socialism.
He got $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury housing. That's called corporate socialism. What democratic socialism is about is saying, let's use the federal government to protect the interests of working families.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York State were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed. None were found to be credible. Global stock markets are falling after a surge in the cases of coronavirus in Italy and in South Korea. In the U.S., Dow futures down more than 800 points, or more than 2.7% ahead of the market open. There are a lot of pressures when it comes to the world's economy right now, but apparently there's nothing that's causing gas prices to tick up much, as we hear from industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The average price nationally of regular grade gasoline is $2.53, and other than 0.2 cents, that's exactly the same price we had 2 weeks ago.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Billionaire Tom Steyer will be on stage with fellow Democratic presidential hopefuls this week, as a new CBS News YouGov poll just out today gives him 18% support in South Carolina. That's enough to qualify him for Tuesday's debate in Charleston. Steyer has spent a lot of time and money in South Carolina, so now he'll debate six others, including Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Federal and local authorities are investigating after 18 Jewish community centers across New York were targeted with bomb threats yesterday. At least one center in New Jersey was also targeted. The threats were emailed, but some were found to be credible, and in Albany, more than 100 people were evacuated from a center yesterday morning as police were sweeping the building. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeting that the state has, quote, zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, adding, we won't let hate and fear win. And most of the late Kirk Douglas's $61 million fortune is going to charitable causes. The screen icon passing away this month at 103. Most of the money left behind will be given out by his charity, the Douglas Foundation, to groups including Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.